Fairchild Challenge number 6, I believe, just occurred. And this has been one of the most wonderful features we've done throughout the last few years. And we thank Kate Borger and everybody at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens for the work they have done in promoting the Fairchild Challenge and in collaborating with us. And today we have four different schools represented. We're going to talk to students from Schaefer, Carson Middle School, Keystone, Oaks, and Shaler. Because we have seven students here, I think we'll go school by school regarding this challenge. And how about if we start with you two, if that would be okay. Let's sort of put this in between the two of you. Can you please tell me your names?
I'm Jocelyn O'Neill.
And I'm Joy Burley.
Okay, and you are both at Schaefer in Woodland Hills, is that right? And have you heard me tell you about, that's my school. I went to Schaefer when I was a little bitty boy. You're in sixth grade, right?
Yes.
And tell us about the project that you did.
Well, we created, we had to take action in our school to help clean up the environment. So we took a survey to find out which two
like major issues
were at our school, and we found
solid waste and energy consumption. Solid waste and energy consumption.
So we made this program where each classroom in our school recycled, and we made them all turn off the lights, and it was called Watt and Waste Watching. So we named it www@schaefer.earth, which the W's stand for Watt and Waste Watching.
Well, that's absolutely great. Do you have any sense of the results yet in terms of when did you begin this project?
We just didn't do it this year. We did do it some of last year too, at the end of the late year. So since we began the program in January, the energy conservation increased by 78%, and during last month, Schaefer had an average of 80% of classrooms conserving the energy.
That's terrific, because a lot of times it takes measuring something to make sure it gets done. How about recycling? Have you seen any ways to document how that's changed at all?
Since we began, we have taken over 500 pounds of recyclable materials to the recycling center.
How many pounds again?
500.
Wow. So that's a quarter of a ton. That's great. What advice would you give to people about recycling or starting a program like this based on the experiences you've had?
Well, whenever you start, it's actually pretty easy. So just go for it if you want to. So.
If recycling helps a lot.
Yeah.
And how were you able to get kids and teachers to, you know, collaborate and participate? Was that difficult to change behavior? Because that can be one of the hardest things to do.
Some of them would recycle things that
were not
should not be recycled. And we had to go through them and throw away the things that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
We wrote speeches to the teachers telling them why and why not we should recycle and save energy. And so we presented them to each classroom.
Excellent. Well, you have done a great job. Congratulations. What are your plans for the summer? Not necessarily programmatically, but just in your own life. Anything special?
I'm going to keep recycling at home because I do that with my
father. I do too, every day.
That's great. Do either of you know what you want to be when you get older or have any thoughts?
I've been wanting to be a lawyer all my life.
I want to be a lawyer, too.
You both do. Look at you.
Harvard University.
And Harvard for you? Do you know where you want to go?
Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Do you know what kind of law you want to practice? Because there's many types.
Not yet.
Well, congratulations. Anything else you wanted to say or any teachers you would like to acknowledge or people?
Miss Pearson.
Mrs. Pearson.
She helps with everything.
Yes. Is Mrs. Pearson here?
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
I'd like to apologize for saying teachers or people. That's really not accurate. It's teachers are a subset of people. They're not mutually exclusive. Thank you and congratulations. Let's talk to our students from Shaler next. And I think what we'll do is let's get the orange microphone in front of you and the red one in front of you, because I think we'll hear you each a little bit better this way. And I'll have you introduce yourselves.
I'm Eddie Sheets.
I'm Molly McDonough.
And tell me a bit about the project you did at Shaler.
Well, our project was going down to, we're from the middle school, we went down to the elementary school. We have one, and we have this courtyard, and it's kind of like its own environment. And we helped clean up the area, and all the students did, and we worked together with younger kids, and it was a good opportunity, I think, for them, for the littler kids to learn about the environment and why it's so important.
Now, what grade are you guys in?
Seventh.
Yeah.
So the kids you're dealing with are first grade, second grade?
Actually, fourth and sixth.
Okay, so that's great.
Yeah,
because
actually,
they really admire you and, you know, you're role models for them. Plus, they're probably curious about the school they're going to be going to in a few years. What surprised you about working with them or caught you off guard?
Well, I think it was good to see how interested they were, like, with the activity we were doing, like cleaning up. I think they were all intrigued by the idea of it.
Yeah, and so it wasn't hard to sort of harvest the energy they have to do those sorts of things?
No.
No, I think they're actually really excited to help their own school environmentally.
Now, do you think you'll continue to have relationships with these kids, or will they continue doing this work after you visited them to just, you know, try to be sure that everything's kept clean?
Well, many of the kids are in sixth grade, and they're going up to our school next year, so I think it'll be a new experience. They'll probably go back down to their school and do the same thing we did this year. So I think it's kind of like a cycle, and they'll bond, and I think it's a good experience.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. What do you think, the same? Or?
Yeah, I would say so, because a lot of the kids we were working with were sixth graders, and I think when they move to the middle school, they will want to go back and help their school.
Now, you guys have 1 year left of middle school, right?
Yes.
So will you do anything this summer or in the next school year to continue this environmental activism?
Well, I think some people or middle school kids over summer will try to help clean up or do their part and bond with nature in any way they can over the summer. Even if it doesn't mean cleaning up the courtyard in school, I think summer is a great time to go outside and experience nature.
Excellent. I would love to make sure you get a chance to acknowledge anybody you would like to. Are there any teachers or, and by the way, there's other students behind all of these programs too, and we want to acknowledge all of them as well. Anybody you would like to acknowledge?
I would like to acknowledge my grandparents in Idaho and my grandpap who lives in Shaler.
Excellent.
And Dr. Gerlach, who helped us through many of these challenges and just couldn't have done it without her.
I just want to say hi to my brother, Jorgen, in Philadelphia, and to each of the students that were part of the Fairchild Challenge. There's a lot of them.
Excellent. And next, we're going to go to Carson Middle School and learn about what Carson did. You guys did a great job, all of you. Jennifer, thank you for your tweet. She congratulates all of you in the work that you did. She's a colleague and a listener, and we're glad to hear that. And now, I'm proud of you for being here. We have our only lone representer today. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Ellen Poplavska from Carson Middle School.
And thank you for being here. Carson Middle School is right off of McKnight Road, North Allegheny School District. It's kind of right on the cusp between North Hills and North Allegheny. I took ballroom dancing in Carson Middle School with her, my wife, and one of us learned really well, and I'll bet you can probably guess who it was. It wasn't me. Tell me about the project you did.
Well, the main idea of our project was to learn to appreciate and respect nature a bit more. So we did many things. Mostly, we organized a scavenger hunt for the students who went outside and looked for clues and enjoyed nature during school hours, and they had a ton of fun. And the cost for admission was $5, and we spent this money on buying supplies for benches for the courtyard and trees.
Awesome. So a couple things come to mind. So you were able to get middle school students to pay $5 to go on a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
You have pretty good powers of persuasion. I mean, how did you manage to do that?
Well, we sent out flyers advertising it, and we had announcements, and we had people go from homeroom to homeroom, and it actually wasn't that hard. It turned out a lot of people actually want to enjoy nature. It's just that they don't have much time or any opportunities to.
So if you create, you know, a special opportunity or an excuse or a rationale, whatever, they'll do it. Were there prizes or anything?
I think the first place prize was a signed Neil Walker picture. So there was some incentive for baseball fans.
Nice. Yeah, for baseball fans. I like the caveat. For baseball fans or good users of eBay, maybe. That sounds great. And what do you think he learned from doing this?
Who, Neil Walker?
Oh, no. What do you think he learned from doing the...
I think we definitely learned that people really want to enjoy nature and such. They just need an opportunity, and they will go very far to help and enjoy nature. For example, we set up bottle cap bins because we learned that if you recycle the bottles with the caps, they don't recycle them, they throw them away. So we asked people to put the caps in a separate bin, and people went really far, and they went and took off their caps, and we still have those bins, and there's tons of bottle caps we're recycling daily.
And that's true for plastic bottles as well as glass
yes.
bottles. So the plastic on the top is a different resin
yes,
than the bottle. I don't know of any recycling containers I've ever seen that have had segregation of the two like that. That's disheartening to think that unless they're going to be separated, they're not going to get recycled. That's a good idea. You might want to run out and patent that right away. If Amazon can patent, did you hear about Amazon's big patent? They've patented using a white background. I'm serious. Behind a is the background for a picture, and I don't know if they're doing that just to show how silly it is to patent things in the digital age, but they were awarded that patent yesterday. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
I'd definitely like to acknowledge all the students that worked on this. Everyone worked really hard to make this possible. It was a lot of work, but we made it work, and all the people that participated. I'd definitely like to thank them, and I'd like to thank our teacher, Mrs. Boyd, for making all this possible. She helped us so much with everything. She helped us plan and organize all of this, and I'd like to thank her.
Excellent, and thank you for being here. You're all such great spokespeople. And one thing you mentioned that's so important is this whole idea about providing opportunities or recognizing that people are interested in something. Another way to describe that is leadership, and that's what you're doing, which is terrific. Now we go to Keystone Oaks, and all of these schools have been so active in the Fairchild Challenge program. I'll let you introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about what you've done. It's easy when you're going fourth after everybody else. At least easy to go through the motions here.
I'm Maddie Koss.
And I'm Elena Vieson.
And what did you guys do?
We've actually done a lot of things. We've been recycling paper, and we've been recycling aluminum cans, and we've planted a garden outside the school.
Excellent. Aluminum you can sell, right? I don't know if you, did you actually sell it to get money for it, or did it go somewhere else?
Recycled.
Recycled altogether. And paper, did you set up bins right at school, or how?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, the managing of the material.
Yes, we got green bins, and for every classroom, the recyclable bins. So we ask them on every Thursday, because that's when we do Environmental Club, we go around and we get those paper bins from outside their classrooms, and we will take them and recycle the paper. Then we'll put them back.
That's excellent. Did you try to keep track of who was recycling more or make it competitive?
No, we just thought it was pretty fun to help out the environment, and we didn't try to have it a competition. We just all worked together.
Yeah, that's often the best way to do it. Did anybody sort of begin to think about ways to use less paper to begin with, or ways to generate less aluminum waste to begin with?
Well, I mean...
And it may be no. I'm just curious if anybody thought about that.
Like, we try to use, like, less paper. We use, like, instead of, like, only using the front and not the back, we do, like, both.
Or yeah.
We'll use, like, smaller pieces to, like, use one piece to make, like, four tests or something.
Yeah.
Like, divide it smaller.
Like, we use, like, Scantron sheets, actually, so that we can reuse tests instead of having to make a billion different copies.
That makes a lot of sense, because I think, and it's not easy, this is really, you know, for all of you trying to actually come up with ways to eliminate waste at the source, just it would be even better to have something that doesn't need to be recycled, you know, that you have less to do, and so much paper. We go through so much paper here, and one of these days we're going to get this all on a screen so we don't have to read it or throw it away all the time. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge involved with the Keystone Oaks program? You did such a great job.
Well, actually, I'd like to acknowledge kids named Joey, Lucas, and Anna Guyampa, because they helped out so much with these projects. And I'd like to acknowledge our Environmental Club leader, Ms. Pisani. She helped out with all these, and she's a great leader.
Anybody else?
Well, she just got it.
She got them all. And have you guys thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
I want to be an architect.
I want to be a nurse practitioner.
And I meant to ask each of you, have you thought about what you'd like to be at all when you get older?
I'd like to be an author.
Author, writer, how about?
Something in medical research, maybe.
Excellent. And have you?
Successful.
Successful, that's a good thing. Happy is a good one,
yes.
Too. Did any of you want to add anything that you may have wished you had said, but you didn't? Just wanted to give you that opportunity. Great. Well, thank you. Congratulations. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing and a lot of leadership. And you really have been standouts, not only in your schools, but in the community. So congratulations to each of you. I hope we'll see you again here soon.